WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Hey, good morning. 7:38. We'll check out your full forecast here in just a little bit.
It's going to be cold.
It's going to be cold. Actually, not too bad. Next couple of days. 48 on Saturday, 48 on Sunday.
Yeah, you know you're from Michigan when you say, yeah, it's not going to be too bad.
Yeah.
48.
Nice.
You're from Michigan, aren't you?
God, we were down in Missouri there for Thanksgiving. It was like 65 one day.
Yeah.
Insane. See, that's what I don't like about the South is like areas like that. It's cold, hot. You know, just be cold, stay cold.
Yeah.
Or be hot, stay hot.
Your body gets confused.
Yeah,
and gets
it does.
Sick.
It does.
When you get the cold.
You know, when my nose is cold, but my balls are sweating, it's ridiculous. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. This morning, we're talking about crazy holiday party stories. Our company holiday party is tomorrow night.
Something's going to happen.
And it always does. You know, it for some reason, whenever you get people together, whether it's at just friends getting together or it's a company party, and you think a company party would be like, no, everyone's going to be well-behaved. It's never the case.
No, because you're not in the office. You get a little booze in you, and you're feeling a little funny.
Yeah. Feel a little courageous.
A little courageous.
And I'm going to tell my boss off. I've had six eggnogs.
Right.
I'm going to go give him a what for.
I'm going to show him a thing or two.
I'm going to show...
Boom, hit the floor.
So do you have any crazy holiday Christmas party stories?
Yeah, I might have told this one before a while back, but this is a great story, man. The very, first year I worked here in radio. This is back, 2005 or 6?
Way back.
Way back in the day. I was hanging out with this girl from Kalamazoo. We just met.
Uh-huh.
It's been, a week and a half, and our company party's coming up. I'm like, hey, you know what? You should come down. You Kalamazoo slut, come down here from Kalamazoo and hang out with us.
You dumb slut, come on here. Come on.
Come hang out with us at the Christmas party. So I thought it was a great idea.
Okay.
So we did that. We did a little pre-boozing.
Always.
A little pre-boozing.
Got to have a couple cocktails
before. I really didn't know her too well, so I didn't really know what her limit was. I think she had maybe just one or two more than what she probably should have had before the party.
Nice.
We get to the party. We're fashionably late. People are starting to dance a little bit. Zach's DJing on the ones and twos. Just killing it. And so we start dancing a little bit, having a good time. And I don't really know anybody at this point. You know, this is it's my first year in radio.
Still new.
Still meeting the bosses.
Yep.
You know, Gail Olson, the big guy in the corner office.
Yeah.
So it was him and two or three other main bosses hanging out on the dance floor. Well, my date, she was wearing like a shorter skirt.
Good. Fantastic.
Which is, fantastic.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You know, for me and, you know.
Show a little leg.
So she's dancing. This is 30 minutes into the Christmas party. She's dancing and she's doing the spins, man. Not the drunk spins, literally dancing spins.
Yeah.
So she's spinning around. What happens when you're wearing a skirt and when you spin?
If it's not a tight skirt, if it's just a free flowing skirt,
it goes up to your hips.
It does.
Yeah. And you can see what's underneath the skirt. Well, what she had underneath the skirt wasn't much.
Delightful.
It was a thong.
Yes.
And she kept spinning. And all of the ladies, the sales girls, were like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Other girls see that, and they hate it.
Yeah.
All the guys, though. So I'm not really too concerned about the sales girls. I'm like, they'll deal with it.
Yeah.
They'll get a little booze in them. They'll probably end up spinning at the end of the night, too. So we're fine there. But to my right, I got three of the main bosses.
Yeah.
All standing together, all staring at her, looking at me, talking underneath their breath. I'm like, oh, God, dude, this is it. I'm fired. So I go over there. I'm like, guys, I'm sorry. You know, I apologize. For what?
Yeah, for what?
We're having a great time over here.
That's,
You know, and so it was a brilliant first. Was it a brilliant first impression?
I think so. Well, let's be honest, Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
You don't still have this job based on your talent and your work ethic.
it's
because your first Christmas party,
right.
You brought a girl
and a thumb
and showed her ass.
Right. You know,
that's the only reason you've been kept around as long.
Know, we appreciate this guy.
Yeah. You know what? He's he's a real team player.
Uh-huh.
He really has the best interests of the company in mind.
It was hilarious, too. It was like a middle school dance. You got like a wall full of dudes on one side, a wall full of wives and pissed off sales girls on the other side looking at this girl like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
She's so hot and beautiful.
It's the girl from the other school
right.
who you brought over. And everyone's like, oh.
Hater, she's so hot.
That dumb bitch.
More.
Hey, Hey, good morning. Foot long, foot long, get your foot long. It's 7:48. We're talking about crazy holiday parties. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Or you can call us and tell us how to pronounce things, I guess, if you want to do that.
There you go.
Even though we're saying them right.
Didn't you get laid at a Christmas party once?
Did I?
Yeah.
I think so.
Did you?
I'm trying to remember.
You don't know.
Do a lot of boozing. No, mine actually does not have to do with a female. It has to do with...
Really?
Setting a car on fire.
Good God.
So this was back in the day when we were younger, back in Wisconsin. Not you and I, my brother and I. And we grew up on a farm, and my folks were nice enough to let us have parties.
Yeah.
There was never booze allowed at the farm.
That they knew of.
That, well, yeah, unfortunately, we always had friends that would bring stuff over or they'd come over drunk. Well, one time after a big holiday shindig, I'm talking out in the snow, we had the four-wheelers out, we were doing the sledding, all that. Well, later on in the night, we had this old beater car that stopped working. Mm-hmm. Well, we thought it was a good idea to roll it down a hill, right? It was an old Cavalier, two-door Cavalier. This thing was just beat to hell.
Nice.
So we roll, and again, now to mind you, this is Christmas time. There's snow everywhere. It's cold. We got a big bonfire going. Well, we beat up on the car a little bit more. Then we ended up rolling it down a hill, which was not smart. And then for some reason, we set it on fire.
Sets it on fire.
We set a car on fire. There wasn't any, it's not like we were rioting. We just thought, hey, let's burn this car to the ground.
Don't put it out with your boots, Tim.
I've never seen so much black smoke in my life.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, ping, 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 ping. There was a box, a brick of 22 shells in the back of this car.
Come on.
Dude, the fact that someone didn't die.
Oh, man.
All right. And we're laughing. Man. Yeah, so that was the craziest holiday party that I ever had. Yeah.
Darwin.
No joke, dude. Like, seriously. Like,
almost died.
Yeah, just like 1,000 brick. Like, you remember the big old, 1,000 brick of 22 shells you could get? Yeah, that was just hanging out in the back.
Run!
Maybe not 1,000 in there, but over 900.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep, and then, yeah, we're like, what is that noise? We're like, oh, there's bullets in the car. Yeah.
Get down, go, run.
Folks, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. What we put our folks through is just insane.
I'm surprised you're still here, man.
Hell of a party, though.
You know, when you got 22 shells going everywhere.
Hell of a, a lit 99 Chevy Cavalier on fire with 22 shells going off like crazy.
Man.
Oh, and the smoke. Oh.
Yeah.
The smoke, Hunter.
Yeah. How'd your parents feel about that one?
Not happy.
No, Barb wasn't too happy.
No, Barb was not happy with us. Barb was not happy. Crazy. So that's mine. Not too bad.
No chicks, though?
I mean, there was chicks there, but it was wintertime. They're all in their snow gear, and you couldn't see any boobies.
Yeah.
There's no girl doing, you know, twirls in the middle of the snow-covered field showing her ass, unfortunately. All right, we're going to take a quick break. What's your crazy holiday party? It could be from the office. It could just be in general, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. We'll be back with more. There's shells in the car!
Run!
Rock 106.